beauty and privilege to introduce this beautiful lady to this. What I'm supposed to do, right? I'm going to do that. I don't suppose that the Joint Center for Environmental and Urban Problems ever had a more distinguished guest than Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. I can't recall one, and I have a good memory. It's our special pleasure and privilege to have her with us here today. I might describe her as the First Lady of the Everglades, because that would be deserving. The author of The Everglades, River of Grass, one of the great books on the Everglades. A lifetime of concern for the Everglades. But really, she's more properly described as the First Lady of Florida's environment. She has a concern for all our environment, and particularly the environment of South Florida. But not restricted to that. She's been giving me a little lecture on what I better do about St. George Island in Duval County,
Jacksonville.
And I'm assuring her that we're going to do right or bust.
That's right.
We are going to do that.
Do right or I'll bust you.
That's right. And she's a tough lady, too.
Oh, yeah. Real tough.
I have, Marjorie, and I haven't said this before, a special message for you from the governor,
well,
whom I talked to yesterday morning when I was coming down here, and who said to send you his great love and affection.
Very kind.
And to tell you that he is working hard on putting together a new initiative to get on with the job of protecting, restoring, and seeing that in the future the Everglades is treated better than we've done in the past. The governor has not completed putting together that initiative, and I'm not announcing that initiative for the governor. I'm only giving you a message from the governor that he is working on that effort and that an announcement along those lines, and with a detailed set of directions, probably to some special group that he will convene. Move forward will be forthcoming in the next couple of weeks. His definition of the Everglades is the same as yours. He understands that it starts in the headwaters of the Kissimmee Valley, comes down into the lake, comes down into the Everglades Agricultural Area, the conservation areas, Everglades National Park, Florida Bay, and all associated areas with it, and that's what South Florida is all about. And that's what Marjorie Stoneman Douglas is all about. Maintain a constant vigil, a constant record of leadership, forceful, not even polite sometimes when she feels that it's necessary to be not polite. But unpolite in the best cause in the world is okay with me. I have worked with Marjorie Stoneman Douglas a long time. In 1973, I guess, she was kind enough to come to Kissimmee to the governor's conference on
71.
Well, the 71 conference you were at,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But that was the one down in Miami Beach. Then you came to the Kissimmee, the Governor Askew's conference on growth in the environment, in which we upset the Department of Transportation secretary so that he got up from the table and went home.
Yeah.
Because of a fairly modest recommendation that was made by somebody, the group leader or somebody in the group, who said that we should just take the funding for the Department of Transportation and reverse it, to give all the money scheduled for roads to mass transit and all the money scheduled for mass transit to roads. I thought that was a sensible public policy proposal. And not only that, it was kind of made tongue-in-cheek, but the then department secretary didn't take it tongue-in-cheek, I guess. And he got up and made a speech about how irresponsible we all were and went home. Well, we got through the conference without it. And we've never quite accomplished that public policy initiative, but we made some modest progress in the meantime. I don't recall who that secretary was and wouldn't say if I did. Well, I'm not going to say anything else because I'm already intruding on the time that we wish to give to our special guest to talk to us about a place that she cherishes, that she loves and about which she probably knows more than any human being on earth. So we're very happy to have her here, and my pleasure to introduce to you Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
Yeah.